The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We're seemingly between seasons now as the winter tries to break into spring. As a result, there has been a lot of dirt this past week. With all the rain, I feel like I'm in an endless loop wiping the dirt off our puppy Rosie's feet every day. And the rug by the door is likely stained forever. The Coosa River in Etowah County has flooded from all the rain. Homes are filled with brown water and dirt, which then seeps up into the drywall. The horrific devastation of the tornado in Lee County on Sunday destroyed homes and leveled pine forests, clearing the land all the way down to the dirt. Those in the north have experienced deep snows. Beautiful, perhaps, when freshly fallen, but when the snow begins to melt and the ground begins to thaw, it is a dirty mess. Winter doesn't often leave us without messing up things. Lent doesn't either. "Lent is not tidy," writes Peter Mazar in his introduction to a Lent sourcebook. The word Lent in its Old Germanic and Old English origins means both lengthen and spring. It's the lengthening of days as the earth moves from the winter solstice toward the spring equinox. Lent is the time when the ground thaws in preparation for spring and the daylight hours increase. It's the time, Mazar says, when our windows need washing, our churches need cleansing. The earth itself needs a good bath. Today begins our annual Lenten journey. It's time to reckon with the mud and the muck of life's internal and external storms. It's a time we begin to struggle with the people we are and the people God wants us to be. In that struggle, Lent causes us to look straight at ourselves. There's a word that we use frequently during Lent. It even rhymes with Lent. It's the word repent. Most of us know that to repent means to turn around. to turn from wherever it is that we're heading and take a turn back to the Lord. In the Old Testament, Walter Brueggemann writes that the sin of the Jews was that they were too eager to compromise their Jewish identity and Jewish faith. They were too eager to leave God behind in order to get along and live in their new context, whether it was a 40-year wilderness or an exile. They turned from God, but God called them to turn around, to return to the Lord their God. This turning was an interior conversion because God promised to place within them a new heart. It's then that their love for God could be manifested in acts of justice and kindness and mercy. As we travel through Lent, through this journey, it's time for us to examine the forces and these seductions in our lives which cause us to leave God behind. Our gospel from Matthew urges us to use the spiritual disciplines of giving alms, praying, and fasting. These are spiritual disciplines between us and God. Following these disciplines will give us time to be alone with God in a holy solitude. It's a time to open our mind and our heart to notice and to listen and to reflect on our relationship with God, and most especially to be fully present with God. It's about creating space for God to come inside of us and change our hearts so that we can then do acts of justice, mercy, and kindness. When we really look at our relationship with God, it may not be that pretty. The Lenten experience isn't always tidy. Walking with Jesus to the cross isn't tidy either. Looking to our own lives and our relationship to God, we will see mudslides and muddy feet. When the snow of our lives melts, it will uncover mud that goes past the top of our boots. Mazar says that Lent, if we honestly face its fury, will leave the landscape littered with bits and pieces of ourselves. But that's the beauty of Lent. We begin today with a smudge of ash on our forehead. We will hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." We will be marked with a visible sign that we are ready to begin the Lenten journey. In the dirt of our foreheads, just like in baptism, God will lay claim to us again. The dirt, the smudge of ashes, is actually a mark of new life in Jesus Christ. It's a resurrection, for only God can create out of dirt. I want to finish tonight with a poem that's written by Jan Richardson. It's in your worship folders if you want to follow along. It's called "Blessing the Dust." All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face towards the wind and be scattered to the four corners, or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked not for sorrow, and let us not be marked for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones, and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. Amen.